702.
The Car Feature.
14 minutes to 3 o'clock, Car Feature. We're talking about trends in South African car preferences. Share with us, what are the things that you're looking for differently in your vehicles? What are you seeing or observing on the roads? Are there any car brands that you're like, I'm no longer loyal, or you will remain loyal to them? 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Warren Tucker, motoring enthusiast. Let's try that again.
Yes, oh, there we go.
Much better.
First time lucky.
There we go. So just in terms of, you know, the cars that we're seeing now on South African roads, which country would you say we mimic the most? Because South Africa's quite unique in terms of our love for cars. And in the different places I have traveled to, I have not seen what we see in South Africa. I see more German cars in South Africa than I did in Germany.
Yeah, I've also heard that conversation. There's more German cars in South Africa than there are in Germany. But remember, South Africa has a huge car buying public. And also, due to the fact that we have a big open space here, there's towns that are quite large distances between each other. And the public transport system is not where it should be. People will obviously buy a motor vehicle. It's aspirational. Now, to answer your question, if you look at South Africa, let's go to your great-great-grandfather's days. The vehicles that were imported in South Africa were all vehicles made in England. They were all British Leyland. They were all, you know, your Minis, your MGs, those sorts of vehicles. Those were the cars predominantly sold here. And then the small little upstart company comes called Toyota, and they start manufacturing these small, reliable, cheap cars. And Datsun, which is now Nissan, they come into the market. Mazda comes into the market. And all these vehicles are sort of upstarts to the establishment, because they will come in and they will offer a better package. And as we know with Toyota, you know, any person that's owned a Toyota will tell you it just keeps going. That was their slogan at one point. Everything keeps going right. So the market here in South Africa has grown and grown and grown. And if you look at the vehicles now coming into the market, you have the likes of Kia, Hyundai, you have Umuda, you have Bike, you have Haval, you have Chery. And these cars have come into the market, and essentially what they've done there is they've put a lot of accessories into the vehicle at a very competitive price. So you'll find stuff that you wouldn't normally find in that price bracket as standard equipment in those vehicles.
And I'm even thinking about, I mean, we've had conversations around the new vehicles and the shapes that they are now because of all these rules that come in with that. Are you finding that more and more people, I don't want to say are less interested in how pretty a car looks, but I kind of am saying that, in that people are more interested in functionality than what the car really looks like?
I'm not sure about that, because look, at the end of the day, if you don't walk away from your car and look back at your vehicle, right, then there's, you know, something up there, because you must enjoy driving the car. Apart from the features, the car must, you know, invoke some sort of response from you. And I do get it that there are people that are out there that use a car for purely what it is, to go from A to B. Okay, they use the car for that, and then they don't mind whether the car looks like a bus hit it or not. They're just in the vehicle for the vehicle to take them from A to B. Then you've got these vehicles that, you know, you look back at them, they're aesthetically pleasing, the lines on the car look good. You know, if you look at, I always say this to guys that talk about this, I say, if you took a BMW from the 90s all the way to the 2000s, okay, you took the badges off, you knew that the same car designed that car.
Yes.
All the way through. You could do the same with Porsche, okay, even to the latest Porsches. But if you look at some of the new BMWs that are coming out, other than the grill, which is massive, there's not really that much joining the difference from what they used to make to what they are now. And if you look at the current M4, they say it's got Bugs Bunny teeth. It's got these two massive grills in front. And BMW went with that, obviously, because they wanted to put in that design feature, right, to hark back to one of their vehicles they made in the 50s. But again, you know, did they sell as many units as they wanted to? You know, is the vehicle, apart from the performance and all of those things, do people love them? Do people hate them? You always have those questions, you know, popping up. Sometimes the vehicle that has subtle changes to it, right, looks better, you know, whereas the more outrageous vehicle, or if you can think back to the 90s, you had all these yellow cars around. How many yellow cars do you see driving around now? I remember the Fiat Unos had this custard yellow.
Yes.
And that was the in thing at the time. And you just don't see them now. And if you do see them, it kind of looks out of place. Remember, you had the city Golfs that were red, yellow, and blue as well. And I think you got a pink one. You could order a pink one. I mean, it would maybe look out of place today. I'm not sure, you know?
It might, because, and I understand what you're saying, I think we're going more, the color trends, like one of them I'm seeing quite a bit of on the road is the enamel. Now, I can't figure out if I actually like it, or I've seen it so much that it's grown on me and I think I like it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, 100%. Is it subliminal messaging? Because you see it on certain, I think the one car I saw it on
Audi.
It was a Kia, and I don't even know if it's in the country yet. I saw it online, but this guy was driving an enamel Kia in the Sportage type of SUV range. Mm. And I thought, wow, it looks so good on that car, but it doesn't work on all cars. And I'm seeing fewer and fewer people doing matte colors.
Yeah, the matte. So the problem with the matte colors is you basically have to drive around with a packet of wipes. And if a bird decides to, you know, drop droppings on your vehicle, you literally need to wipe it off immediately. Because the longer it stays there, because there isn't that protective coating with regards to your clear coat, right? There is a clear coat on there, but it's a matte clear, so it doesn't shine. It will leave a mark in the paint. And because it's a matte car, you can't polish the mark, but because the minute you polish it, it will shine.
Yes, yes. So in essence, it's more maintenance.
100%. And also, from a panel beating point of view, should you scratch the car or the car needs repair, it's very difficult to match up the two finishes, you know?
Mm.
Because also with matte colors, there's different finishes. You get a really matte finish, a satin matte finish. Then there's a semi matte, which is kind of gloss, but not. So now, you know, to match up all those things, it's a little bit more labor intensive, so to say. And the manufacturers, you know, people buy these wraps. I'm sure you've seen cars get wrapped with these matte colors and the rest of it. You know, they look good for the first couple of months, maybe the first year. And then what do they look like afterwards, you know?
Yes, yes. So I during the Barbie fever, I got to test drive a Volvo that was wrapped in pink. And you couldn't even really tell it was wrapped until you pay attention from the inside of the car. But what I love about wraps is that if you are feeling like freshening up the look of your car without having to get a new car or whatever it is, that the option is available now and people are doing interesting things to personalize and customize their vehicles.
100%. But you must remember that all wraps might look the same, but not all wraps are equal. And that if it is a cheaper product that has been on your car for a while, when they remove the wrap, you might be taking some of your paint with it.
Oh my gosh.
It will require you to respray bits of the vehicle.
Yes, yes. So there's some WhatsApp messages coming through on 0727021702. Vainant from Florida says, I really think most of the Niva cars are ugly, very ugly. Some of them, even though it's not the same, make look alike, and that's not right. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I kind of hear what he's saying about a lot of the shapes look similar. I mean, I've seen a car where I thought it was a Beamer, and then you're like, oh, Alfa Romeo. Okay, interesting shape. Didn't expect that from you. Or you see another car where you're like, is that a Porsche? What is that?
Yeah, so, you know, with design, obviously, design companies, people that put out the product, there are trends in the market. So a specific look in the market, right, they would look at the trends and they would forecast. They would go to the design company and say, we want something that would be relevant now and would age well for at least the next 10 years, okay? Mm. Now, previously you'd have LCI, which would be a sort of like a refresh on the vehicle. BMW, yes. Mercedes do that in the fifth year. And then by the seventh year, there'll be a complete model change, okay? Mm. And if you look at a Mercedes-Benz from 1994 and you look at a Mercedes-Benz today, you can kind of see that they're cousins, maybe distant cousins, yes. But they're cousins. Okay.
Yes.
Then you look at some of the other brands. If you look at, for example, a Hyundai from the 1990s and compare it to a Hyundai today, could you say that they are related? Because the shape has changed so drastically over the years, you know? Mm. If you look at the Audis from the 80s and look at the Audis today, other than the four rings in the front, would you say they are related, you know?
Yes.
Even the Golfs. So the manufacturers look at the trends out there and they follow the trends. So cars used to look boxy, like somebody used a protractor and a right angle to draw them, right? And now vehicles sort of have this more sleek, everything's finished into the fenders, everything flows on the vehicle, the body lines are a bit different. You know, in some vehicles, the body lines are gone. It's just a smooth finish.
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay, another WhatsApp message says, afternoon, what I've noticed in trends is the new colors of the car brands. They are really beautiful. That's from Ronnie in Bromhof. I'm assuming when they say the new colors of the car brands, it's similar to what we're discussing of the enamel.
Yes. So previously vehicles were painted with a solvent-based paint, okay? And those colors, the colors that you got, obviously, you know, the colors were there and they look good, but the manufacturers, for obvious reasons, for both environmental reasons and for application purposes, have moved to a water-based paint. Now, the water-based paint is fewer coats to cover, okay, and then they've also improved on the clear coats. You get ceramic clear coats. You get very high gloss. I'm sure you've seen some of these cars and wondered, why do these cars shine the way they do?
Yes.
I mean, it's really, really bright. So as technology moves in terms of motor vehicle development, the technology also, the same thing happens with paint.
Mm.
So we've moved from 2K paints. We've moved to solvent. Now we've gone to a water-based paint. And these, although the water-based paint is more on an environmental side of things, the colors are more bright and more vivid because of the application process is slightly different.
Mm.
So you'll see that in the newer cars. I'm sure you've seen cars, like I said, where they are very bright. And, you know, it would be a similar black to an older car, but just because they painted this now and they've polished it a certain way, this vehicle really comes out at you. You know, it looks like water almost on the vehicle.
I very want to quickly talk about the fact that I think what women want has also changed, because traditionally Buckies would be sold to men, for example, like a Toyota Hilux. But now women are looking at different kinds of cars versus what was being sold to them. So can you just share your thoughts on that as we wrap up in 30 seconds?
No problem. You're 100% correct on that point. But also remember, there's a lot of vehicles we're not getting in South Africa at the moment due to the exchange rate and due to, obviously, manufacturers looking and seeing if the vehicles will or will not work. For example, they've discontinued the Nissan NP200 Bucky, and in Brazil, they make a Polo Bucky. Looks like our front of our Polo, and it's a Bucky, but VW won't bring the vehicle here. On that point also, there are station wagons we no longer get, the Jetta we no longer get, a lot of manufacturers have discontinued certain vehicles. So people's lifestyle choices have changed.
Mm.
Maybe people have become more outdoorsy because of the stay-at-home model. On weekends, there's more adventure that needs to take place. So people are going for SUVs, they're going for Buckies, they're going for that kind of thing because they can do more.
Warren Tucker, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, motoring enthusiast, talking to us about all of the trends in South African cars.